On March 18th, 24-year-old Anton Brown was arrested and charged with misdemeanor obstruction and resisting without force for refusing to listen to Roanoke City police officers' commands to stop walking after he exited his vehicle outside a daycare owned by his mother as he was bringing batteries to the center. During the incident, Brown, who reportedly has a hearing disability, was put into a chokehold, something RPD described as a seatbelt hold, which involves an officer putting one arm around Brown's shoulder and the other under an armpit and not a chokehold. Brown's mother, Bernadette Lark, went before Roanoke City Council last night and criticized members for okaying the release of footage depicting the incident onto Facebook.
What kind of city leaders turn the power in your hands to a platform where a young black man who's already traumatized by violence, you would actually share a video that would subject him to more danger? What you did was not a betrayal. It was an act of intentional harm. You all thought this out, you planned it out, and you did it. You knew exactly who you were speaking to. You knew the audience you wanted to incite.
Lark went on to accuse city council of violating the public's trust and ignoring evidence that suggested her son did nothing wrong during this situation.
Had those doors open and it was a white person, specifically a white female, coming to bring me a bag of batteries, she would not have likely been treated and brutally attacked the way my son was. And that is what makes this wrong.
Lark also took a moment to thank Vivian Sanchez-Jones for being the only member of City Council to reach out to her following the incident. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.